AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Vice President Kamala Harris has chosen Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate, and he wasted no time going after former President Trump's record at a Philadelphia rally.
Violent crime was up under Donald Trump. That's not even counting the crimes he committed.
Harris offered this assessment of the presidential race.
We are the underdogs in this race. But we have the momentum, and I know exactly what we are up against.
Earlier in the day, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance blasted the Democratic ticket as a tag team.
Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020, and then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
At least six deaths being blamed on Tropical Storm Debbie. It's drenching coastal cities in Georgia and South Carolina, stirring up tornadoes and flooding streets. The latest forecast says Debbie could regain strength over the Atlantic, then move inland again. And Lisa Dwyer has findings on a fatal crash of an Osprey aircraft.
Documents obtained by the Associated Press show that a gear crack that led to the fatal crash of a V-22 Osprey last year may have been started by weak spots in a metal used to manufacture that part. The crash off the coast of Japan killed eight Air Force Special Operations Command service members. It was the second time in less than 2 years that a catastrophic failure of a part of the Osprey's prop rotor gearbox, which serves as its transmission, has caused a fatal accident. In 2022, five Marines were killed when a different part failed. The Osprey can speed to a target like an airplane, then rotate its engines to land like a helicopter. But some components have worn down earlier than the military expected. Investigators are still investigating. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. A banner day for U.S. track and field.
The Americans won two gold medals and five overall in track and field on Thursday at the Paris Games. Cole Hawker pulled off the upset of the track meet with a stunning victory in the men's 1,500-meter race. Hawker won an Olympic record 3 minutes 27.65 seconds, pulling from fifth to first over the final 300 meters to beat his personal best by more than 3 seconds. The 23-year-old is only the second U.S. man to win the metric mile at the Olympics over the last 112 years. American Yared Nuguse came in third to take home the bronze. Gabby Thomas blazed her way to an easy win in the women's 200 meters. In 21.83 seconds, the 27-year-old took the lead for good at the curve and was never challenged in the final stretch. American sprinter Brittany Brown won the bronze. Annette Echikawoke won silver for the U.S. in the women's hammer throw. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.